SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
It is the good, the bad, the dumb for a Tuesday morning. All right, let's start with the good. We kind of need it.
You're a fan of numbers, right?
Numbers, yes.
Or when you play that the numbers game. I mean,
yes.
This is kind of an offshoot of that. But
okay.
I have really, really good news for all you White Sox fans out there.
White Sox? Okay.
White Sox fans. Okay, picture this. The year is 2005. Okay, you know what happened in 2005? Triple H and Batista faced off against each other at WrestleMania.
Yes.
LeBron James did not make the playoffs.
Okay.
And Tiger Woods won the Masters.
Oh, okay.
So why is this good for White Sox fans? They won the World Series in 2005.
They did win the World Series in 2005.
So, I mean, you know, it seems like we're revisiting 2005 this year.
That's interesting because LeBron didn't make the playoffs either. Yeah. Triple H and Batista,
they faced off against each other at this WrestleMania.
All right, now we're talking. All right, now we're talking. So I like this. I like things are going in, what do you call it? Like the cycles.
Yeah.
I like this. All right, so the White Sox off to a roaring start. I know they beat the Yankees
so.
Two out of three.
I don't know if they are. Mm-hmm. You never know. Yeah, I don't realize. It's a tough road for them, especially given their offseason where they were in the Bryce Harper, Manny Machado sweepstakes. Their name was constantly mentioned as one of the ones to grab one of those two free agents, and they struck out twice.
No, they were ready. They looked like they were going to do it, too.
They did.
They were
and
all
so,
set.
But I don't know. I mean, how often have Triple H? Batista became a movie actor.
Yeah.
He's Drax in the Guardians of the Galaxies and all the Marvel movies.
That's right, he is.
Triple H is old. So what business do these two have facing off against each other? Yet they did. And LeBron James making the playoffs was, you know, probably, I mean, if Vegas was to give you odds, it would probably be 1-1, right?
Right.
I don't know what's better than, you know, maybe 2-1. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not an odds maker.
All right. This is good. I like this.
Yeah. White Sox fans, maybe start putting money down, play some bets that this will be your year.
I like it.
An unlikely year, if you will.
Well, you know, that one guy believed in it with Tiger Woods. It was his first bet. Made $1.19 million.
You know what? I saw that story. I don't believe it.
You don't believe it's his only bet, his first bet?
When you put down your first bet is $85,000, come on now.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Like listen,
I don't care who you are.
You don't have that kind of stones to go up to a casino with an $85,000 check and make. I have no idea what I'm supposed to do with this. Am I supposed to get a ticket or something? Do I just give you the cash or what do I do?
I
just want to bet on Tiger.
All on Tiger.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like. I remember the first time when I was young, I went to a casino for the first time to play blackjack. Like, I kind of knew how to play blackjack, but I never did it at an actual casino.
Right.
I was sweating. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Do I give you the chips? Do I hold the chip? I was like Jon Favreau in Swingers. Like, you gotta put the money on the table, sir. You can't hand me cash. And I was like, okay. Like, I literally was like, I know how to play, but I don't know how to do this.
You kind of stare at other people, and other people are just knocking on the table. You're like, oh, what does that mean?
It's like, all right, I can figure this out. All right, I can do this.
Waving their hand over the, okay, what does that mean?
Yeah.
So you're right.
Going into a sports book, forget it.
I have a hard time. I mean, I believe that, you know, there's probably a lot of people make their first bets. I mean, if I went into a sports book, I guarantee that would be my first bet. But I'm betting like a dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not confident at all because I really don't know what I'm doing. I'm definitely not going in there. Unless $85,000 to me is like 10 bucks and then... You know, who cares if you won $1 million?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Like, I remember the first time I went to a horse racing. You ever been on horses?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the first time.
$2, that's it, man.
Yeah, man. Like, but you see in the movies where, like, a guy will go up to the counter and you're like, I want Lucky Strike in the third to win. And you're thinking, that's how it is. But that's not how it is. Like, you go up and you go, fourth race, I'll take horse 7 to place. And that's how they do it. Because they don't care about the horse's name. They just want the number. Because that's how they got to put it all in. So, like, I agree with you. He had 85 grand. He wanted to bet on Tiger. I'm sure that was a a whole different process that he knew exactly what he was doing. Yep. Very good point, Ron. All right, so what is the bad?
The
for
bad
today?
Of the day. I have bad news for all you Wake County persons out there. Wake County is in North Carolina.
Yeah, I was going to ask, where's Wake County?
Yeah, Wake County. Beginning next year, the Wake County public school system will require their substitute teachers to have high school diplomas.
Oh, wow. That's too bad. So, really? You can't be like a high school dropout and just babysit kids for the day?
Be a substitute teacher. I guess that's, been going on.
Yeah, because I don't think it's, hard to find people that will want to do that. Do people want to be substitute teachers? I mean,
well, if you're trying to become a teacher, a substitute teacher is an easy way to make cash.
Okay, so it's an easy way to work. Okay. Because when I was a kid, the substitutes were always like the old ladies in the neighborhood that just were like looking for some extra money and
yeah.
Did it. Like we had this one substitute teacher that was so popular when she passed away, we gave her like a few pages in our yearbook as a tribute.
Wow.
Because she was just this elderly woman that was, I think she substituted for every single person that was in my school at some point over 20 years.
No, we had no one of that nature that I can remember.
So we didn't, like, I have no idea what her background was. Maybe she like left school in third grade. I have no, it was always video time. She
it was video like, time or they exactly handed out worksheets.
Yeah.
That was it. She like, wasn't teaching anything. Class, work on this worksheet. Yeah, but apparently in Wake County, which I said, it's like near Raleigh, North Carolina. They had required a diploma, but then they removed the qualification a couple of years ago after rewriting the description, and they're claiming it was an oversight.
Oh, okay. So,
but I don't
an oversight.
Yeah, an oversight. Oh,
whoops,
God,
I'm
we forgot
sorry.
To put
forgot
that
to...
one back in. So I'm curious of how many people who didn't graduate high school were substitute teachers teaching high school.
Can I tell you something? That sounds like a potential sitcom, not a sitcom, but like a comedy movie where they're like, Bob was down on his luck. I didn't graduate high school. I can't find a job. I can't even flip burgers. But he found that one thing he could do.
He found
I could
his
substitute
calling.
Teach. Right? They just show him like he's at substitute teaching. Listen, I got to be honest with you. From a principal standpoint, like when the teacher's calling sick at the last minute, that's going to be panic time when you're picking up the phone.
Oh,
you're like,
of course.
Hey, well, Joe, can you come in? Can you substitute for Miss Johnson? She's out with the flu again.
Because you know how it works. If they can't find a sub, then they got to go in and sit and babysit.
Yeah,
they don't
exactly.
want to do that. That's why they became principal. They like sitting in that cushy office.
Exactly. They want to deal with children. Oh, goodness gracious. Except the disciplined ones.
Yeah, they just want to deal with the politics of the school system.
Oh, but, God.
Yeah. So, yeah, bad news for you high school dropouts out there. You can no longer be a substitute teacher in Wake County.
I guess, Wendy, we're just going to have to move.
Exactly. Well, the dumb of the day, and, I'm really struggling to try to rational this, and I know it's been in the news a lot lately, but Aunt Becky.
Yeah, Aunt Becky.
Lori Loughlin and her husband Massimo and all bunch of the last name, Gianulli? I don't know.
All right. We'll go with that.
They're pleading not guilty in the
they're
college admission. Here's my rationale to it, because I've watched a lot of courtroom dramas. So I'm an expert lawyer. Take my advice.
Yep.
But to me, it just feels like if everyone else that was indicted by the same group of people are pleading guilty to lesser charges, so that way their punishment is will be lesser, then why fight it?
Yeah, just they're not getting good legal advice on this.
Seriously, right?
They really are not. I mean, unless they think that a jury will let them go, but I don't think that's going to happen. If there's a lot of evidence again, I don't know, but. Don't think that the jury is all going to be filled with Full House fans. They're going to see Aunt Becky get off on this.
Are Danny, Joey, and Jesse coming to the rescue?
Yeah, no. This is they're not.
Michelle's
going to
go in
this.
And go, how rude.
Yeah,
or is
people
that
are.
Stephanie, I don't know.
Yeah, people. Yes, is it? No, this is serious. Like people are mad about this. Like people are tired of like. Pampered celebrities
right.
doing things like this. They're not. This isn't going to go well with a jury of her peers. Those are peers or people who've done this before.
I mean, and here's the thing. What do we say all the time is, you know, if you just come right out, admit it, and deal with the crime, we forget about it.
Yeah, we
will. We're a very forgiving society. I mean, we say about athletes all the time. And that's one of the things that we've constantly said about Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. Look, listen, A-Rod admitted to steroid use. I don't know if he'll ever get into the Hall of Fame, but we forgive him.
Yeah.
We love him as an analyst.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, he does this analysis work now that we're just praising. I like it. I'm a big A-Rod fan on TV.
We took his side when he proposed to J-Lo, and then all of a sudden, this woman came out and said, oh, you know, he proposed to J-Lo. He and I were together last weekend. We're taking his side, saying, you know what, that's false.
Yeah,
and
that's
why
right.
Why should we take A-Rod's side? He already lied to us once. He's probably lying to us again, but we're taking his side.
Aunt Becky, pay attention to what's going on. Read the tea leaves in America.
What's her name? Felicity Huffman. We're already forgetting that she's wrapped up in the scandal.
Yeah, exactly. This is what we do.
So, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It's just, not one other person is saying, yeah, we didn't do it. And they're not going to bring you up on charges if they don't, you know, have solid evidence behind it.
Yeah, they're going to... this is not looking good. She's getting really bad advice.
She is.
She really is. So that is the dumb. That is very dumb. Somebody get a hold of her lawyer and make sure she understands the ramifications of this.
She needs to have a talking to by Danny Tanner, have the background music going on.
Yep.
You know,
exactly.
Just sitting there on the bed and just saying, you know what? You really need to own up to what happened here. It's not a terrible thing, but it could be.
That's right. Sit on the bed. Becky, do you...
I wish I had cheesy music. I don't have cheesy music to play in the background.
Exactly. Wasn't she doing those... They already cut her from like Hallmark movie promos and everything.
No,
right?
She's losing
cut
everything.
Cut ties with that.
Well, I think she got... I don't know if she got cut, but she's not going to be featured in the next Fuller House season, if there is one.
Yeah, too bad.
And she's been more prominent out of all the like the old characters, like the older ones, the OG, the originals. She's been featured prominently in that.
Oh, so that's like a real gig. That's not like a cameo gig. Like she's really doing work on that show.
It is a cameo, say, out of like, you know, it's a 10-episode season. She's probably in at least 4 or 5 of them.
Wow. That's real money.
Yeah.
That's a real gig.
And they're not going to be, you know, they don't want to be associated with that.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't know. It's just bad. It's terrible.
Yeah, we'll see how that plays out for Aunt Becky.
She won't do well in jail.
No, she's not. I've seen Orange is the New Black. She's not going to do well in that environment.
That's the fresh fish.
She's going to be, oh my gosh.
How many people are going to have that music at the ready? It's like, come here, Becky, sit down on my bed.
Is it easier or tougher for celebrities in prison when they go to prison? Like, it's got to be. I think it's got to be more difficult, right? Like,
it's got to be more difficult.
You think there'd be like some of the people would be a little starstruck, but at the same time, I think they would just be like, no. I'm going to make sure that Mr. Saturday Night Live knows what he's getting into here.
Yeah, especially for this one. You know, rich white girl paying her way to get her daughter into school.
Yeah, exactly.
That won't go over well at all.
Nope, not at all. Absolutely not. Good, the bad, and the dumb on a Tuesday. It's SB Nation AM.